Three scoops a day with Alan, Mike, and Mary, and it's time for our local scoop brought to us by Thomaston Savings Bank. And as Alan said, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. WRCH and Hartford Healthcare Cancer Institute at Hartford Hospital have partnered together for 22 years with Night of Light Laughter, raising important funds for breast cancer research. And this year, unfortunately, with COVID-19, we cannot have the event, but we are still concerned. And we have a great guest right now, Dr. Diana James. She is the Director of Breast Radiology. Good morning, Dr. James. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we appreciate your time. We know you're busy, and we wanted to talk with you about the importance of mammograms. Is it still safe for women to come in and get their screenings?
It is definitely safe, yes. We have significantly increased our overall cleaning protocols at all of our sites. So if you come in, for example, to Hartford Hospital, your temperature will be checked. You have to wear your mask. And then we're doing additional cleaning before and after every patient, so it's extremely safe.
Now, I understand that there can be some physiological characteristics that make it harder for some women to get a proper screening, like the density or cystic breasts. Talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So, you know, it's very common to have dense breast tissue, and it's nothing you can really do anything about. You know, it's just something that you're born with. You can maybe blame your parents, particularly your mother, but that's about it. Otherwise, you either have dense breast tissue or you don't. And in the state of Connecticut, as well as, you know, everywhere throughout the country, it's actually a law that you're notified about what your breast density is. We have put in new 3D mammogram machines that definitely help with the mammogram part of screening women with that very dense breast tissue. And in addition, we actually know that in Connecticut there was a new law that that enables the coverage of insurance for screening breast ultrasound. So that's another test you can get if you have dense breast tissue. And I would highly encourage any woman that knows that they have dense breast tissue to talk to their doctor and consider getting that screening breast ultrasound.
And I know ultrasound technology has improved dramatically since when my wife was pregnant with our sons 30 years ago. So talk a little bit about some of that technology right now. What kinds of things can you detect with that ultrasound?
So believe it or not, with the ultrasound technology that we have now, you know, the resolution, as you said, has gotten so much better. We have been finding cancers on the size of 3 millimeters or so. So that's kind of the limit of our resolution. And just to give you, you know, an idea, you know, if you think in your mind of a simple pencil eraser, you know, on the end of a pencil, mm-hmm. a 3 millimeter cancer is like a quarter of that size.
Wow.
It's a super tiny cancer. And, you know, our goal is to detect these cancers very, very early. So ideally, the patients don't have to go to the cancer center and get their chemotherapy. So, you know, the screening breast ultrasound and ultrasound in general, and combined with the 3D mammogram, is really helping us do our job a lot better.
All right, let's talk about, for a woman that hasn't done this before, what is the appropriate age to start monthly self-checks, and what is the appropriate age to schedule your first mammogram?
So that's a great question. So for a woman with average risk, okay, so they don't believe there's any history of breast cancer in their family, and they, you know, they haven't had any major health issues, they should probably consider start screening mammogram between the ages of 40 and 45.
Okay.
And at the same time, you know, ideally they would be starting the breast self-exams probably earlier than that, probably starting around age 30. You know, they would just check in with their OBGYN, you know, for guidance about that. And they should definitely be seeing, you know, a primary care doctor, OBGYN doctor, of course, you know, to get a formal breast exam, you know, annually.
All right. And if a woman doesn't currently have an OBGYN and they do want to schedule a mammogram, how can they go about doing that?
So you can absolutely call, you know, Hartford Healthcare. They have a centralized system where they could hook you up with any specific provider that you need, including an OBGYN if you're a new patient. I think, you know, for a mammogram, technically, particularly a screening mammogram, you know, a woman, and if you don't have any, you know, ongoing issues with your breast, you can what we call self-refer, so schedule an appointment. But I think it's always a good idea to also do that in conjunction with seeing either a primary care doctor or an OBGYN doctor.
Excellent. And men, remember, it's very important. You know, we should encourage the women in our lives, our sisters, our mothers, our wives, all to get screened. Dr. Diana James, thank you so much for your time today.
Absolutely. Thank you again for having me. Really appreciate it.